the number base is literally random malachos. So here we go. Where today's daf is Ayin Dalid, or an Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the third line from the bottom. Hainu Hazore, Zor means to winnow. Haborer, Borer means to select. Tochel means to grind. Hamaraki means to sift. All different things. Hainu Zore, winnowing. Hainu Borer, and selecting. Hainu Marakid, and sifting. Right? It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. What you're doing is you're removing bad from good. All the same thing. So why is it three malachas? So it's very interesting, by the way, that Abaya, Zoreh, what does Zoreh mean? Winnowing. What's winnowing? Winnowing means you take a bunch of wheat with psoles, you throw it up into the air, and then the wind blows away the psoles because it weighs less than the wheat. And then you're left. It's a way of sifting with the wind. That's what Zora is, winnowing. So the Or Zeruah says that, quoting Yerushalmi, and the Ramah brings it down that if you spit in the wind, and the wind scatters your spit, yechayiv for Zora. And the Ramah paskins this way. It's very strange. The Nishmas Adam, which is the Chai Adam, says, wait a minute. That's not Zora. That's not winnowing. You can only have winnowing on food. You can't have winnowing on your own spit. You can't have winnowing on deodorant spray cans. Can't have that, can you? Is that winnowing? I take a deodorant can, I spray it out the window on a windy day. I'm Chayiv in Zora? Hard to believe. The Ramah says you are. Okay. Anyway, these are the same malachas three times over. The Abaya v'Avra, the Amri Tarvayu. That's right. The Torah is basically prohibiting the same thing three times. Why is it three malachos? Because Kol Milsa Dahavia b'Mishkan, anything that was in the Mishkan, Afagav the Ika the Damila, even though there's something similar to it, Chashivle, it's still considered a malacha. So the Gemara says, if that's true, then v'lechsov nami kotesh. Then why don't you also include kotesh, which I think means crushing. Rashi says, the second line, chitin wheat, b'machteshes, in a mortar, they'll crush the wheat, lahasir klipasan, to remove the klipa. What's the klipa? The shell. To have b'mishkan b'samimanim. In the Mishkan, they did that with the spices. Doesn't really mean spices, it really means dyes. El alav mishum, the dumya l'dosh. The answer is, just like dosh. Lo chashivle. You don't have to have the same thing twice. Same thing as dosh. Dosh means also to winnow. The hanami, without the wind. The hanami mifrake malbushu. You're removing the clothing. You're removing the psoles. How many times is the same malacha? But now you're telling me that you could have three malachas that are really the same thing. Torah and egg kotesh. It's also good. Amar Abaya says, no. Kotesh is different. Shekin oni ochel pito below katisha. Because a poor man will eat the bread, will eat his bread without crushing it. Today, you know what that's called today? Today that's called whole wheat bread. You eat the, what's whole wheat bread? It's bread where the cover of the chaff has not been removed. In the times of the Gemara, only the peasant ate that. Today, it's considered health food. How that changed, I don't know. Right? Only the poor man ate. The rich man didn't eat that. Only the poor man ate that. So since it's not universal, that can't be considered a malacha in the Mishkan. Rava Amar. Rava gives a different answer. Hamani Rebihi. Our Mishnah must be Rebbe. The Amar who said, Avos malachas are barim chasarachas. There are 39. V'chashiv kotesh, havalei abayim. If you add kotesh, you get it at 40. So that's a problem. We can't add kotesh. According to Rava, we would add it. We would add it. This ani issue doesn't bother Rava. Rava would add it. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Yeah.
What does he mean by that the Mishnah is Rebbe? What difference does it make?
Rebbe, because Rebbe said why did the Mishnah have to give a number 39? I can count it myself. So the 39 was Bedafka. So according to Rebbe, it's Bedafka 39. So why not? So if you can't have 40, so the Gemara says, well, Valepa Chadim Henach Valayal Kotesh. So good. So the Rashi explains this question means like this. You have three borers and one coat and one dosh. So take off one of the three, have two of those, and have two dosh, two and two, much even, much more even. Ella Machbarta Kedabai. Abai is right. The reason is, not because of the number 40. The reason is because you can't have kotesh. Why not? Because poor people didn't do it. So it's not a universal act, and therefore it doesn't count. Tana Rabbanan. Now, from now to the end of the piece.
Maybe there's nothing to learn out of it. Maybe from the different borers. For example, from the different borers, you would think maybe that winnowing and borer are different things. Borer, you're actively doing something. And winnowing, the wind is really doing it. Whereas kotesh and tochen are really, there's no difference. What would you learn out of it if you had both?
Right. It's a very good question. Because the truth is that borer, merakid, and zore are not the same thing. They're different.
Right. There's nothing to learn from and kotesh. It's the same thing.
Not even 100% sure what the question of the Gemara was. They're not the same thing at all. They're similar. They're similar things. They're all getting rid of psolus. But they're all done in a different way. One's done with wind, one's done with your hand, and one's done with a sifter. They're all different. So I'm not 100% sure what the Gemara was even asking. So that could really be, I don't know, maybe Abai didn't even say that answer. Maybe he meant that. That since it's only done by certain people, I'm not counting that. I'm counting universal malachas. I'm counting dosh. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. Okay, now, from now to the end of the page, we're going to talk about borer. The whole, from now till the bottom of the page, is all borer. Actually, till on the base. Tana Rabbanan. Ha'ilafon of mine ochlin. If you have in front of you, this is a brisa that says, if you have in front of you different kinds of food, borer v'ochel, you're allowed to do borer and you're allowed to eat it. Borer u'meniach, you can do borer and put it to the side. V'lo yivror, but you're not allowed to do borer. V'yim borer chayev chatos. And if you do borer, you chayev chatos. So, Maika Omar, what did that brisa mean to say? The brisa said three things. Borer v'ochel, borer u'meniach, and borer. What did the brisa mean to say? Amar Ula, here's what Ula says, it means to say, Hachi Kamar, Borer v'ochel, libo v'yom. You can do borer as long as you're going to eat the food that day. As long as you eat it that day, there's no issue of borer. Borer u'meniach, you can do borer and leave it, libo v'yom, if you're going to, for that day. For that day's meal, whatever it is. And the Shavisas Shabbos explains that according to Ula, borer is different than every other malacha. Because for every other malacha, it doesn't matter when it's going to be for. You're not allowed to write today. You're not allowed to write for tomorrow. You're not allowed to trap for today. You're not allowed to trap for tomorrow. You're not allowed to cook for today. You're not allowed to cook for tomorrow. It make a difference. Borer is different. You're allowed to do borer if it's for Shabbos. But for Sunday, you're not allowed to. That's very different. There's no malacha like that. Ulamachar, but for tomorrow, lo yivror, you can't do borer for tomorrow. V'yim yiborer chayev chatos. And if you did it, you chayev chatos. So if you're bored Shabbos afternoon, it's a very long Shabbos afternoon, you're bored, let's do borer for the week. Let's do that. We'll separate the black jelly beans from the red jelly beans because there's nothing else to do. We'll do it for tomorrow, not for today. We'll do it for tomorrow. Yeah, I'll do that.
Isn't that true also that you're not allowed to do borer for later, even on Shabbos?
Wait. We're gonna build up the whole malacha of borer. That's first, Ula's the first one that talks. That's what Ula says. Maska flor of chista. Doesn't make any sense. V'chi mutter lefos libo bayom. What, you're allowed to bake for today? V'chi mutter lavasha libo bayom. You're allowed to cook for today? No, I'll do that. And therefore, Ula is rejected. What Ula said has nothing to do with the malacha of borer. And by the way, why is he going to have to say cooking and baking? You're allowed to bake today. You're allowed to cook today. Why say both? Because, you know, there's a pasuk there in Parshas Bishalach that says, Es asher tofu ofu, es asher tivashlu bashelu, right? Do before Shabbos. So, okay. So that can't be right. El Amr of Chista, Hedge of Chista's explanation. Bor v'ochel, pachas mikashir. You could do borer and eat it if it's less than a shear. A half a jelly bean, you could do borer. Bor umeniach, you could do borer umeniach, you could do borer and leave it for later, pachas mikashir, if it's less than a shear. Why? What's the reason for that? Because if it's less than the shear, it's not considered borer, it's considered eating. It's not considered borer, similar to ula, it's not considered borer, that's not borer. It's considered derech achila. Again, we're going to reject this. But that's what Rav Chista says. It's not considered borer. It's considered eating, and therefore it's okay, right? I mean, by the way, let's say you're eating and you find a little bit of psoas in your soup. There's a little pebble fell into your soup. So what do? You remove it. That's borer. That's eating. So that's what Rav Chista is coming to say. Ubashir, but if it's ready to shear, lo yivrar, you can't do that. Be in bira, and if you did it, chayev chatos, yichayev chatos. Right? Maskeh for Rav Yosef. What kind of explanation was that? B'chimutu la'afos pachos mikashir? What, you're allowed to bake less than the shear? There's no such halacha like that. Rashi says, nihi, it's true, dechiyev chatos leka. There's no chatos if it's less than the shear. Isura miha ikka, still an avera. The Kaimalon Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah, the Perek Basra De Yuma, right? We learn that Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. Just is no punishment. How can Rav Chista say he can do Bar Lechachila? How can he say such a thing? I don't want to do that. Therefore, Rav Chista is also rejected, and Rav Chista said has no part in the Malacha of Borer. El Amr of Yosef. Now we're going to start the Halachas of Borer. Borer v'ochel, biyad. If you do borer, you could do borer with your hand, not with a kli. Borer umeniach, you want to do borer and put it to the side? Biyad. You could do it with your hand. That's fine. Bekanon ubetamchui, with certain kind of kalim, lo yivro, that you can't do. V'im biwer, and if you did it, pater aval usser. It's putter, but it's usser. What does that mean? It's putter aval usser. Key Rashi here. Rashi says putter aval usser. Mutter lechatchila lo havi. It's not mutter lechatchila. Now, what? How does the art school translate a kanun and a tamchui? What are those?
A funnel and a large plate. So the funnel is...
A funnel and a large plate. The point is, they're not really kalim that are appropriate for borer.
Well, they do describe how people used it. Maybe they weren't designed for it.
But the idea is, so then why are you putter? So Rashi explains, mutter lechachil lo havi. It's not mutter, the dummy librera, because it's very similar to borer. But v'chayev chatas lo havi, you're not chayev chatas either. You know why? The klacha yadhu. It's not the normal way of doing borer. It's not with your hand, but it's not the normal way of doing borer. Therefore, the ikar brera benafa ubakavra. The main way of doing borer is with a sieve or some kind of other kind of sieve. Avol biyad lo dami labora klal. But if you use your hand, that's not borer at all. That's how he explains the brisa. Number one, with your hand, 100%. With a not normal kli, that's putter, avol aser. Benafu v'kivra? Yeah.
Menachem, the Brisa seem to be saying that the different ways of borer that are listed as different separate malachas are all the same thing. But here we're saying that we can make a distinction just in the malacha of borer between doing it with a kli and doing it with your hand. How do we
That's right. That's exactly right. Just let me finish 1 second. Benafu v'kivra, if you're using real borer kalim, lo yivra, you're not allowed to do that. V'yimbirer chayev chatos. And if you did that, you chayev chatos. And by the way, that's how we hold bizman hazeh. You're allowed to do bor with your hand. But there's more requirements that are coming up. That's the first requirement. Borer, it can only be borer if you use a kli. If you use your hands, it's not borer. That's number one. Now, maskeflor Rav Hamnuna, midi karni v'tamchu kitani. Did this Brisa say anything about Kalim? The Brisa didn't mention Kalim. What did the Brisa say? Bar, yes. Bar to eat, yes. Bar to mnech, yes. Velo yivrar. Didn't mention anything about Kalim. El Amr Vamnuna. This is the fourth explanation. Bar v'ochel. When are you allowed to do borer? Ochel mitoch psoles. If you're taking out the food and you're leaving the psoles. Says Rashi. Lo derech breirahi. That's not breira. Ochel mitoch psoles is not breira. And what is ochel and what is psoles? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's subjective. Some people like black jelly beans. Some people don't. Some people like the bottom of the chicken. Some people like the top. It's subjective. Whatever is ochel to you and whatever is psoles to you. This could be objective also, but it's subjective. Right? That's okay. Bor umeniach, ochel mitoch psoles. Bor umeniach, I want to do bor and I'll put it to later. Only ochel mitoch psoles. Psoles mitoch ochel, to take away the bad and to leave the good, lo yivor, you can't do that. And if you do that, you chayev chatos. And that becomes the second requirement of borer. Number one, it has to be biyad. Number two, it has to be ochel mitoch psoles. Maska flo abaya. The abaya asks, 1 minute, midi ochel mitoch psoles ktoni? That's not what the Brisa said. Didn't say those words. El amar abaya. This is the fifth explanation. And it's going to be the third requirement of borer. Borer v'ochel la'alter. When you do borer, it has to be for right away. Borer umeniach, I'm not sure what this means. Borer umeniach, you put it aside, la'alter, for right away. Lebo bayom, for later in the day, lo yivra, you can't do that. The imbirer, and if you did that, nasek borer la'otzer, it's as if you did it for a otzer, for storage. V'chayev chatos, and yechayev achatos.
The art scroll is saying you can, borer maneach means you separate it and give it someone else to eat right away. So either you eat it yourself,
fine.
Or give it someone else.
Fine, good.
Right away.
Good, excellent. Excellent. And that's the third requirement of borer. It has to be right away. So borer is a very scary malacha because it's so easy to violate it, but it's so easy not to violate it. It's ochel, miyad, right away, biyad. Right? Oh, take the food out, leave the psoles there. Right? Biyad, with your hand, miyad, right away, and then you're not going to be over borer. So if you're picking out the pits from the watermelon, that's borer. Because it's psoles. It's something you don't want. Right? So you got to do, you can't do that. You can't do that. You have to figure out some kind of way. You got to do the ochel, that you can take the ochel out. Leave the psoles behind. I think the Chazon Ish, Reb Shlomo Zalman, says that once it's in your mouth, that then taking pits out is not borer. That's just derech achila. That's, I think they hold like that. But you can't take the pits on the plate. Why? It's psoles. Now, can you eat the salad and leave? Hold on a second. Can you eat salad and leave the onions behind? Yes. That's okay. I don't like onions. It's psoles to me. I'll eat around it. That you can do. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get, again, Nick said it, I didn't catch it. Bora umeniach la'alta. What is that case? I don't understand it. Like,
it means you...
You're doing bora for one of the kids. Not for you, no. It's for someone else.
For someone else.
You separate it for right away. You put it down for immediate use by someone else, not you.
Right. Now, the Ramban says that we're not going to ask on Abaya. But like we asked everyone else before, but it doesn't say that in the Brisa. It doesn't say anything about right away. It doesn't say that. We don't ask that question because, says the Ramban, it's obvious. It's obvious that it's right away. Although it's obvious. Otherwise, how could you have borer? So I don't know why that's so obvious, but that's what he says. Now, Amru Rabbanan Kamei Derava, they went to Amalahu, Shaper Amma Nachmeni, Nachmeni's right, Nachmeni's Abaya. Right? Nachmeni's right, he's 100% correct. There's a whole question, why is he, if his name is Nachmeni, why do we call him Abaya? So when Abaya was born, he was named Nachmeni. Why is he called Abaya? Right? So Abaya's father died before Abaya was born, and Abaya's mother died in childbirth. Abaya was an orphan. Who raised Abaya? Rabba. Rabba raised Abaya. Okay? Now, Rabba, what was Rabba's father's name? Rabba's father's name was Nachmeni. His name was Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Nachmeni is a very unusual name. Right? So Abaya's name was also Nachmeni. So there's a halacha that you're not allowed to listen to halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to call anybody if they have the same name as your father, if it's an unusual name. So someone's name is Moshe, and your father's name is also Moshe. That's a very common name. Half the people in Shul are named Moshe, right? But if you have a very unusual name, so Rabba held, one second, I can't call little Abaya running around Nachmeni. That's my father's name. And it's an unusual name. Who has a name like that? It's a very unusual name. I can't do that. So he called him Abaya, which means my father. The same name. And that's how Abaya got the name Abaya. You hear that? There's another shot how we got the name Abaya. Abaya is the first four letters of the pasuk in Hosea, which is Asher Becha, in you, Yerucham Yasom. The Yasom will be comforted. Aleph Beis Yud Yud, which is Abaya was an orphan. So in you, Abaya, you should have comfort. He called him Abaya, which is the acronym of those four words. Those are the two pshatim of how he comes Abaya. His real name was Nachmeni. At his birth, they called him Nachmeni. Right? Okay. Anyway.
Menachem, yeah. One question. When it comes to Masolas, is there any nafkamina if it's subjective or objective? Like watermelon pits are objectively Masolas.
If the halacha would be only objective, then the halacha of Bor would be completely different. Think about that. If it would only be objective solace, the malacha of Bor wouldn't exist. It would exist in a very small number of cases. Right? So let's say you're playing Lego with your kids. And there's psolus there too, and ochel there too. It's 100,000 pieces of Lego on the floor. And you're picking out the ones, you have to pick the ones you want, not the ones you don't want. So I'm building this, and you're building that. So there would be no psolus. There would only be psolus by pits and by bones, which everybody agrees is psolus. But everything else is all subjective. So without that, there'd be no bore, really, if it was objective psolus. Well, it has to be subjective. So Hoylafun of Shnei Mini Oakland. If you have in front of you two different Oakland, right? You have apples and oranges. Ubir of Ochel, Ubir Umeniach. Right? You want an apple. You pick the apple, and you give an apple to you, and you give an apple to your wife. Ravashi Amar Potter. Revirmi Abidifta Amar Chayev, Masi Chayev. Rashi says Potter. Revirmi says Chayev. Rashi Masi Potter. I bought Tony Chayev, but somewhere else says Chayev. Lo Kasha Tanakasha. Ha, the kone v'tamchui. When are you potter? When you did a klachayad, so even if you didn't use your hand, it's not mutter, but it's only potter avalasa because it's klachayad. V'ha, when are you chayiv? But not for v'kivra. If you use a real kli, that's hard to do. It's hard to do apples and oranges with a real kli. It's too big. But you could say with with smaller things, with seeds or something.
Menachem, it says chayiv. He took psolos from mitoch ochel. Obviously, right?
That's right. And he used the kli.
Right, but it has to be psolos. All right,
That's right. By the way, it could even be he used his hand. I'm sorry. It could even be it was all kli mitoch psolos, but he used the kli for that. You're not allowed to use the kli. It has to be at the hand. There are three requirements. You have to have all three requirements.
Uh-huh.
Just Rav Dini Omar, he said, Shabbos and the Rav Bibi Havi. One time I went to Rav Bibi for Shabbos. Viklul Rebbe Ami Bravasi and Rav Ami and Bravasi were also there for Shabbos. What happened? Shadu Kamayo Kalkala de Peri. He took a basket of fruit and he spilled the whole basket out on the table. Apples, oranges, tangerines, peaches, plums. He spilled the whole thing out. Below Yadan, I didn't know. Imishum de Kasavar, the Savar, Ochel Mitoch Tzolz Osir? Did he hold Ochel Mitoch Tzolz Osir? So if they passed the basket around, ooh, I love apples. Pull an apple out. That's borer? Is that what he held? Imishum ayin yafahu demachavin. Or is a much better way, you do that, you're showing, I'm so generous. Here, have whatever you want. He spilled the fruit out as a sign of generosity. So I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure why he did that. Chizkiya Amar. Chizkiya says, Haborer Tumusin, if somebody does borer with termusin, what are termusin in English? It's a certain kind of vegetable. Mitoch psoles shalahen, even if it's ochel mitoch psoles, chayev, you're still chayev. Why are you chayev? You should not be chayev. Lema kasavra chizkia ochel mitoch psoles aser? Nobody holds that. Ochel mitoch psoles aser? Why are you chayev? No, shiny termusin, termusim are different. The shakli le shiva zimni. You have to cook it 7 times. Vilo shakli le misrach. And if you don't do that, it's going to spoil. Therefore, psolas mitoch ochel dami. It's considered psolas. Because it's not cooked yet. So it's considered psolas. And therefore, it's psolas mitoch ochel. And therefore, it was aser. And that ends the malacha of borer. I don't think ever again in Shas did the Gemara talks about borer. It's all here. All here. Like I said, it's one of the scariest malachas, but it's one of the easiest malachas to avoid. So easy to avoid. It's easy for pitfall, but it's so easy to avoid.
Menachem.
Next.
Menachem. Yeah. Does anyone address why the Braisa says Bayer V'Eichel and then Bayer U'Maniach? What's the difference between those two things?
So we said, one was you and one was for you, to give it to someone else. What's the difference? I'm not sure. It's a good question. I didn't see it in the Masifta. Why you need to give it to someone else? What's the difference, right? That's a good question. I don't know. I'm going to look it up today if I have a chance. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, next malacha. Next malacha that we're going to talk about is hatochen, grinding. Now, nobody grinds on Shabbos. We don't do that. We're not going to take a 1,000 seeds and grind it into flour. We're not going to do that. However, Amar of Papa, Haiman de Paras Silka, if somebody cuts up beets, chayev mishum tochein, yichayev for grinding. Silka, I think, is beets, yichayev for grinding. Says Tosfos on top, dafka silka, shayach techina. Only by beets yichayev grinding. Aval shar ochlin shari, but other ochlin is mutter to grind. Why would beets be different than anything else? It doesn't explain Tosfos. As a matter of fact, Ritva says that, He doesn't mean only beets. Tosfos can't mean that. That makes no sense. Why would only beets? And what about cucumbers? Cucumbers, you're allowed to grind. The beets are not allowed to. What's the difference? We didn't say grind. We said cut it up. You're not even allowed to cut it up slowly. Cut it up. Now, you can't cut a loaf of bread in half. To cut a loaf of bread in half, it's grinding. To cut a cucumber in half, it's grinding. That can't be right. So it means small pieces. Obviously, it means small. How small? Nobody knows. Can't be too small, right? So Tosfos says it only applies to beets. Says Ritva, he doesn't mean that. What he means is any vegetable that you have to cook first, you can't eat it raw, and grinding it up or cutting it up prepares it to be edible. Those are all those things are chayiv and tochein. But if it's something edible like an apple, and you want to cut an apple into very small pieces, that's not tochein. That's what the Ritva says. The Drisha says that also. Okay. However, on the Kuf Yud Dalid, Tosfos says, no, anything that's edible that you grind up, that you don't grind up, you cut up into small pieces, you're chayef etochein. Even though in the Mishkan, there was no such thing, and the Mishkan was only at real grinding in the Mishkan, to get flour and to get spices and they grind it, it doesn't matter. And even if you cut something very small, you're chayev for grinding as well. How small? Like I said, no one's really sure. And no one's really sure. The Rambam, he's the only one who says this, that if you cut vegetables small, it's a tolda of tochein, which might make more sense because tochein is really grinding. Here, I'm not really grinding. I'm just cutting it into small pieces. But Tosfos does say that. But the Rambam does say that. Yichayev for tochein. Right. Fine. Okay, that's really, not only that, Amar of Menashe, Haiman de Salas Tilti, if you cut up wood, chayev mishum tochein. Yosef chayev for tochein. Amar Rav said, Amar Vashi, I kapara mishchasa, if you mock it on the sides of the wood, chayav b'shem mechatech, then you chayav for mechatech also. What's mechatech? Bechatech means cutting something to a specific size. Next, Bahalash, someone does kneading, Veha'ofe, or baking. Amar of Papa, Shavak Tana Didan Bishel, Tamanim, the Tana listed Ofe, baking. Right? What about cooking? So why did he make baking? He left Bishel to have him in Mishkan, but not got Ofe? Why baking? There was no baking in the Mishkan. The baking of the bread for the lechem upon him is not talking, we're not talking about that. So we're talking about really cooking. They would grind up the spices, get the spices. Now, it's not really spices, it's really ingredients for the ketores. So that wasn't baking, that was cooking. So Gemara says, you're right. Amar Ravacha, a return to Tadan, Sidra the past Nakat. You're right. We have the order of how you make bread. How do you make bread? The last malacha of making bread is baking. Therefore, the Mishnah uses the word baking, even though it really includes cooking as well. Amar Ravacha bar Ravira, Haiman deshada sichsa latuna. Right? One of the biggest malachas that we have, we spent so much time on it in the third parak, was Bishel. But there, it wasn't about Bishel. It was about a gzera, you might come to cook. Here, the Gemara is talking about actual Bishel. And are we talking about cooking food? Of course not. That would be too easy. We're talking about cooking pegs of wood. To high man, to shada, sakin, sikta, latuna. If somebody throws a wooden peg into the fire, chayav mishum abashal, you chayav for cooking the wood. So I'm not sure why the wood's not going to burn. I'm not sure what this is exactly is. So pshita, it's obvious. Well, he's not cooking. Mazatim, I would have thought, you're only doing it to strengthen the material, to strengthen that, whatever that was, and that's not Bishel. Why is it not Bishel? So, why is it not Bishel? The reason why it's not Bishel is because Bishel changes whatever you're cooking. It changes it. And over here, you're not changing it. You're making it stronger. It's just the opposite. I would think it's not official. Kamash Malan. No. The rift the roughly. First it becomes soft, but Hadar comes, and then it becomes hard. Rashi says the water goes out. Okay? Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna.
If the whole idea what? Is that it doesn't change anything, why does the Gemara use the Lashon of Nechadin? What does it have to do with his intention?
No, so that's exactly the point. The Ragachavar asked your question. So he says it means it's a psik reisha, you're saying. It's going to happen anyway. That was exactly the Gemara's question. It's not a psik reisha. I don't intend to cook, and it's not going to cook because it's not making it soft. The answer is no, it makes it soft a little bit. And then it makes it hard. So then it is going to cook no matter what my kavana is. I don't want it to cook. But it happens automatically. So I'm chayiv, exactly. So next, chayman da artach kufra. If somebody melts, kufra is like tar, chayiv b'shem avashal. So pshit is obvious. Now that they have makim da har davar kushye, aim a low. But one second, what happens after you melt it? It rehardens, so it's not really cooking. Kamash malan, it certainly is. Okay? Now, next
Menachem.
Tomorrow.
Menachem?
Yeah.
What is the malacha of official? Is it that it's changes something to something else, or is it dafka? I mean, it's, if it's food, how is any of this official? How does
what do you mean? If it's not food, you're saying?
Yes.
If it's not food, the answer is, who said you have to cook food?
That's how it was done in
that's
the
Mishnah. What?
That's how it was done
right,
in the
Mishnah. That's exactly why the Gemara is not talking about non-food items. That's exactly the reason. Because it could also be chayef official for that. In the Mishkan, they grinded flour, or they grinded something. And you cut tomatoes, you chayef tochim. How could that be? Welcome to the Gemara.
Well, there's food, and there's this is like not even closely related. I understand what you're saying.
I hear you. Maybe it's a tolda? I don't know. Okay, next. So from now to the end of the page, the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, it's not a hard Gemara at all. It's actually easy, but a few points. So Amar Rava, Hai man da Ovid Chavita, Chayev Mishum Sheva Chatos. If somebody builds a barrel on Shabbos, they're Chayev for seven things. What are they Chayev for? So I'll just read you the seven that Rashi says. Number one, tochen, which you grind up the you grind it, whatever you're making the barrel out of, you gotta grind it up first, the material, then borer, then merakid, then megabel, which means to do lush, then memareach, means you smooth it down, then you light a fire, and number seven is you cook it. And then by cooking it, you form the barrel. Okay? Now, now look at the last skinny line in Rashi. Right? The last skinny line in Rashi says, Chiyuva dechofer leka, you're not chayev for taking the dirt in the beginning, the enatzarach el lafara. You didn't make a hole, you're not chayev for plowing or anything, because I wanted the dirt. Okay, very good. Next Gemara, tanura chayev mishum shmona chatas. If you made an oven, you chayev for an eighth one. What's an eighth one? Now you have to see Rashi. Look at the top line in Rashi. Dila achar shetzarfo bekivshon, after you cook it in a fire, in a kiln, hutachalav tfela, shu'av, you have to smear it with something, the chomo miskayim, and then the heat will stay good in there, you have a good oven, v'hu gemar malachto, and that's the gemar malacha, v'amrin lekaman, and we say later on, call midi to have a gemar malacha, chayev mishum makav apatish. It's makav apatish. It's the final blow. Avol gabe chavis, but when you made the barrel, leka mishum makav apatish. There is no makav apatish. Why not? Dime'eleha nigmura malachta betanor. Because the barrel is made by itself in the oven. What's Rashi saying? So the Minchas Chinuch says, what was listen to this, David. What was Makav HaPatish in the Mishkan? Makav HaPatish in the Mishkan was, they took a hammer and they made the final blow. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what Rashi's saying is, there cannot be Makav HaPatish on something that happens by itself. For example, cooking. If you cook on Shabbos, you took a raw piece of meat, and you put it into the oven and it cooked. It's geschmack. You chayef for cooking, yeah? Yeah. You chayef for makav apatish? Now it's finished. Well, no. Makav apatish. No. There can be no makav apatish if it happens by itself. You have to do something. So on the oven, you do something, you chayef makav apatish. On the barrel, you don't do anything. It happens by itself. Cooking is a malacha. Cooking is a malacha that you don't do anything. All you do is put it in the oven. Then the fire takes off on its own.
You did something. You put it in the oven. That's so subjective.
Putting it in the oven is the beginning of the act, not the end of the act. That's not makav apatish. Makav apatish means you have to do something. If it happens by itself, for example, how about this? How about you go trapping? So you set up a trap, and you trap the bird. You chayef makav apatish? The bird's trapped now. The answer is no. It happened by itself.
If I throw chaff into the air and the chaff separates, that's makav apatish.
Then everything's makav apatish, no?
That's right, it is.
So that's exactly what Rashi is saying. It cannot be makav apatish unless you do it yourself. If you don't do it yourself, it's not makav apatish. No, it makes a lot of sense. I think it's brilliant. It's brilliant. You have to actually do something. Says the Michas Chinuch, because in the Mishkan they did something. What did they do? They took a hammer and they nailed it in for the final blow. You have to do something. If it happens by itself, it's not makav apatish. Otherwise, every time you cooked on Shabbos, it would also be makav apatish. Now the food's geschmacked. Before it wasn't good. So it has to be that way. It's a brilliant pickup. Okay, where are we up to? Amar Abaya, Haiman de Avid Chilsa, Chayev Achatz Otzer Chatos. If you make a chilsa, is a circular shaped basket. If you make a circular shaped basket, how do you make the basket? You make the basket with different kinds of reeds. So the reeds are going to interlock. Does our school have a picture of it? Here's the picture. You can see this picture. You see it?
There is a picture. I could screen share it if you want. You want to do that?
Okay. So the point is, the 13 malachas are, I'm going to read them very quickly. The 13 malachas are, hello? Oh, you're doing that? Okay. The 13 malachas are, number one, kotzer, you got to cut the reeds. Number two, noteya, first you have to plant them, then you have to cut them. Number three, ma'amer, you have to gather them. Number four, borer. Number five, mamachek, smooth them down. Number six, tochin, you have to grind. Number seven, mechatech, cut them to size. Number eight, hasich. Now we're going to make weaving because we're going to weave them together. So hasich is putting them on the loom. Number nine is osishtei batenirin. You got to make two holes for the loom to go through. Number 10 is weaving. And number 11 is, David, makeb apatish. Okay? That's the 11. The e, chayti lepume, chayav shlosh esrechatas. And if you make a bottom underneath, you chayav for 13. What are the 13? What are the extra two? The extra two are, what are the extra two? The extra two are sewing and tying. Fine. Okay. Next. Well, we finish in a few minutes. Hagozes etzem u'malabno. If someone does gozes, he gozes. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hativia temer shagabe behema. If someone spins wool while it's on the top of the animal, b'shabes, chayav shalosh chatos. You have three things. Echad mishum gozes, and then you shear it. Echad mishum menapetz, which is like combing. Echad mishum tivia and spinning. If Kana Amar, ain't derech giza b'kach, ain't derech menapetz b'kach, v'ain derech tivia b'kach. You don't do this while on the back of the animal. Below? What do you mean? For Tanya, but the Brisa says, Mishrei Drev Nechemya, Shatav Be'izim, Tavu Be'izim. They did it in the Mishkan. They did it like that. Alma, Tevia, Agabi Behema, Shema Tevia. It's still good. Chachmi Yisei Rishayni. No. That's special people can do that. The Hamonam doesn't know how to do that. So for the Hamonam, it's not considered a malach. It's considered abnormal. Tan Rabbanan. Hatolash is a kana. If somebody pulls a feather out of a chicken, the kotmo, and cuts it down, uvahamorto, and then he puts it into a pillow, chayav mishum shalosh chatos. You chayav for three things. What three things? I think Machmir Patash is one of them. Farmer Sherman Lakish, hatolesh, if you chayav mishum gozes. If you do tolesh, you're chayav for gozes. Okay? Kotein, in other words, you pulled it out of a chicken, you chayav for gozes. Kotein, chayav mishum mechatech, you're cutting it down to size. And mamarit, chayav mishum mamachik, you smooth it down, you don't have to chayav for that also. Next, hakosher v'hamatir, tying it, untying. Shir mishkan hechahavi, where were they tying in the Mishkan? Where did they tie in the Mishkan? Says the Sfasemet, don't tell me they tied the tzitz onto the koi gadol's forehead. Now that's not the kind of tying we're talking about, right? Where did they tie in the Mishkan? Omar Rava, Shkein kosher in b'yisedos aholim. They would tie the tent to the peg outside the tent of the Mishkan. Tahu kosher manat lahatihu. But that's not permanent. Where is there they're going to move the Mishkan. Where is there permanent? Elam Rabaya, Shkein orge yurios shenifzika. If one of the curtains got a rip in it, nitzka lahen, nima, kosher, so they would retie it. Amalei Rava, tirat the kosher. Very good. That's tying. Matir ma'ikal. Where was there untying in the Mishkan? So the Gemara says, "V'chi teima dimas ramelit shrei chutei kitri." If there were two cuts, so b'had yadadi shari chad v'kater chad. Maybe they would tie one, untie the other. That looks very, very ugly. Hashda, so say Melech Basav Adamin Osin Kain. You don't do that for a regular king. The Melech Malach 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 Baruch Hu Osin Kain. You're going to do that? El Amar Rava v'teim Rav Eloi shkain tzidei chalazon, the trappings of the chalazon kosher umatirin. They would tie and untie. Good. Next, Hatofer State Tier.
Untying only by a permanent knot? Untying. It's untying only by a permanent knot.
Correct. That's right. Hatofer State Tviros, Volo Kaima, two Tviros don't last. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Yochanan, Vuhusha Kashran. You also had to tie it. Now, one more thing I forgot to say. We said, how many malachas do you get if you make a barrel? Notice how nobody said, Rashi didn't say anything about building. What about building a barrel? Bone it. What about that one? Right? So Rashi says, no, there's no such thing as building by Kalim. There's no such thing as building by Kalim. Says Tosfos, no. There's no such thing as building by Kalim if it's pieces that you put together like Lego. That's not building. But if I build from scratch a brand new kli, I go out to the yard and I chop wood and I put together a barrel, of course it's building. That's Rashi, Rashi's talking about if you have a menorah and it's made of 10 different parts and you put it together, that's not building. I understand. You make a kli from scratch, of course it's building. What is Rashi talking about? And then at the bottom, Tosfos says that Pitzorach Iyam, in the third to last Tosfos, Pitzorach Iyam, the low linkshim in Menateach Kli, Bezachuchis, Besof Pirkin. At the end of the Perek, we're going to see that building a Kli is not building. So we're not clear about that issue. Maybe we'll talk about it later. There's a whole Perek on building anyway. All right? So we're up to the Malacha of Korea, ripping, which is one of the most interesting Malachas, believe it or not. I don't know how much we're going to talk about that. But the whole parak on that also later. We'll get to that later. All right. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. Yes. Who's talking? No one has a question?
Menachem, about 20 years ago, didn't we talk about you couldn't carry a menorah that had separate parts because you're worried that it was Mesakin, I think it was Mesakin or it was Bona, I forget which one. Why is that no longer an issue now?
No, it is Bona. Oh, that's not Bona. That's not Bona. But the Kli. Maybe it's Makav HaPatish, but it's not Bona.
Okay.
It's our good friend, Makav HaPatish, yeah.
Is there a difference between Kotzer and Koten? I mean, we were talking about plucking a feather out of a hen, but if you were collecting feathers to fill a pillow, wouldn't that be Kotzer rather than Koten?
Kotzer from what? Can you do Kotzer off an animal?
Yeah, can you do that?
That's called Gozes.
Oh, okay.
Got it?
Right, okay.
He called it kosher. It's really gozes.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
All right.
It's unbelievable how in one daf you go to a few melachas, and then there's entire Erevin, an entire prokim on Hotzah.
It's amazing, right?
Amazing.
That's true. Gamble is amazing. Listen, I told you, the Gemara never ever says what losach mode means. Right? Nothing say what Losachmon means. One of the Seretz Dibros never says a word. In passing a little bit, doesn't say a word. It's amazing. All right. Everybody have a great day.